Yep. From the African region, we have Suleiman Umtanaga. From the Asia Pacific region, we have Keith Davidson and Hirohata. From the European region, we have Leslie Cowley and Katrina Sataki. From the Latin American region, we have at least on Adobe, Victor Abud. From the North American region, we have Byron Holland and Dr. Spock DeBlanc. From the NomCon, we have Mary Wong in the Adobe room and Hong Su. And we have John Berard, GNSO liaison, Cheryl Langdonor, ALAC observer, and Ron Sherwood, observer to the ALAC. And from the regional organizations, we have Peter van Roster. Can we have a,
thank you.
Shall I run through the apologies?
Just a minute. So are we quorate?
We are. Well, let me check the number. Sorry. Yes, we are.
Okay, thank you. Then, yes, let's begin. And apologies so far. We have Youngham, Sokol, Hangshan, Roloff, and Abibu. Have I missed anyone, Gabby?
Did you say Roloff? Sorry.
I did.
Okay, sorry. Youngham as well. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, and Hira just joined the Adobe room.
Thank you, Christina. We have apologies from Youngham, Sokol, Hang Tran, Roloff, and Abibu. Anyone I've missed? Gabby, anyone I've missed?
No, sorry, no, no,
okay.
Not.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on to the minutes and actions from our last teleconference. The minutes have been previously circulated by Christina. Can I just ask if anyone has any matters of accuracy on those minutes, please? No, in which case we will take those as agreed and for the record. And Gabby, could you run us through the actions, please?
Yes, we have action 8401, the Secretariat to ask Byron Holland and Peter van Roster to provide the Council with an update of their recent CCNSO-related activities on the email list. This is done. Action 8402, the Secretariat to distribute the output of the IDN CCPDP webinar to the community. This is done. Action 8403, the Secretariat to prepare a draft paper with feedback to the GNSO regarding cross-community working group principles and present it to the Council. This is done. Action 8404, the Secretariat to add the topic of the reputation studies to the Durban agenda and find out whether ECHO could be present at such a session. This has been done. Bart, I think, could you update us about the outcome?
Yes, in principle, the presenter is not available, but he can do it remotely, but I'm still working on to get the ECHO presenter to Durban.
Okay, thank you, Bart.
Action 8405, Bart Voswinkel to circulate the charter for the quorum study group for approval on the email list. I think this is done. Action 8406, the Secretariat to ask Hong Su for an update on the ICANN Academy work. This is done. Action 8407, the Secretariat to ask Vikram Pisana for an update on the work of the CCNSO Celebration Committee. This has been done. And Action 8408, the Secretariat to call for volunteers in order to create a small group to liaise with the ALAC regarding a possible joint meeting. Bart?
This has not been done, but I've sent an email to Olivier explaining the outcome of the the discussions on the previous council call, and he said he would get back to me after consulting the ALEC executive committee, and I haven't received an answer yet. And awaiting the answer, we will send out a call for volunteers.
Okay, thank you, Bart. Can I just note, the more observant amongst you will have noted that there were several cases where people weren't able to be on the call, and we'd asked for an update from them to be circulated if appropriate. So the actions were done in that they were asked to circulate an update, But I do note that on a number of occasions those update haven't been provided. Gabby, if perhaps you can prompt me as chair to chase them if we think there's an update needed and we haven't received one. And it's rather unfortunate if people have missed the call and then we still don't know what's going on.
Yes, I'll do that.
Thank you very much. Okay, any other comments or questions on the actions, please? Okay, thank you everybody. Let's move on to the updates then. I have several updates as chair. Firstly, I've been liaising with the GAC chair. As colleagues will recall, we've not met with the GAC for some time now because they've been prioritising their GTLD work. And I have written to Heather to encourage the GAC to meet with us in Durban, and it's my understanding that the GAC will indeed meet with us in Durban, and that's currently on the draft agenda for the CCNSO. I've been liaising with the Secretariat regarding our PDP vote, and that's on the agenda later anyway. Following our last call, I emailed Fadi Shahadi as CEO of ICANN regarding the Council support for the SOP working group comments on the strategic plan. Remember, we agreed to summarise our previous inputs, and we had a thank you and an acknowledgement from Fadi, who was looking forward to further input from the CCNSO and the CCNSO SOP in particular. I have, next up, I've been liaising with the Secretariat regarding the status of the GNSO observer, and actually I have discovered that that was a CCNSO appointment back in April 2009, and I will speak further with the Secretariat regarding whether 4 years on, we ought to maybe put that out for other volunteers again, and I will do that before Durban. Next, I've accepted an invitation to a round table in Durban of the regional organisations, and it's my understanding that there will be regional organisations representatives, ICANN executives, myself and the CCNSO vice chairs at that round table. And that one really comes off the back of the ECHO research and the concerns expressed by the ROs regarding the round tables. No doubt, Peter, you can add to that if you feel appropriate. Next up, I've been liaising with one of our nominating committee appointees who will be resigning from their post as they have taken up another post, and emailed the NomCom chair about how we go about getting a replacement NomCom appointee. And I'll update you further when I hear back from them. Separately, also the NomCom secretariat have approached asking for a new CCNSO NomCom appointee to the committee for the process of appointing people. Gian, who has previously served on two terms in that role, will be time-bound. She won't be able to stand again. And we will need to call for volunteers for that one in due course. And Gian has very kindly offered to brief anyone who is interested in standing in that capacity. And finally, as you will know, I will be standing down at the end of our Durban meeting as chair, though I will remain on the council. And I have had discussions with one candidate who I have managed to persuade to stand for the role. But of course, I'm really happy to have conversations with anyone else who may be interested in standing. Happy to take any comments or questions on any of that lot.
Hey Leslie, this is Peter. As you suggested, just there's a few comments in addition to what you've said. I think it's important that at least two regions, in relation to that meeting with the regional organizations in Durban that you just mentioned during your talk, at least two of the other regional organizations had some concerns with the regional strategies that ICANN developed for their region. And that was another very important trigger for the meeting in Durban. So that I think that will feature on the agenda as well. And then it should be on the line that this is a meeting that is there to find synergies and to improve cooperation. I think it's a very good thing to have. So apart from the concerns on the regional strategies, I think it's only positive things on that agenda there.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Peter. Anyone else? Nope. In which case, let me move to vice chairs. Byron?
Hi there. Other than the invitation to participate in the meeting we've just been talking about, in my capacity of vice chair, that's the only thing of note. I will speak to finance working group activities later.
Okay. Thank you, Byron. Keith?
Hi, it's Keith here. Unlike Leslie, I've been very quiet since our last meeting, and probably the only other item of significance is, as Byron and Leslie have recorded, the invitation to the meeting in Durban. But, other than that, it's been a quiet time for me, and I'm very grateful for having a quiet time.
Clearly, I need to delegate more, Keith. Okay. Thank you.
It's too late now.
Okay, thank you very much both. Updates from councillors. Does anyone have any updates to share, please? Okay, obviously not. Let's move on then to the regional organisations. Peter, would you like to start?
Sure. Just two things on my list. The first one is to announce the initiatives that I came to in Brussels. They're planning a briefing for Parliament, Commission, and industry associations here in Brussels, and we've been asked to join them. So the meeting will be held in conjunction with Centre and RIPE, and we will present, we will give an overview of the CCT of the, well, the European CCT of the landscape. I'm not sure if there will be any particular presentation from the CCNSO, but it might be good to signal that with Nigel and Sally. Might be interesting.
Okay, thank you. I'm not sure if we are aware of the dates or whatever, but I'll leave you to liaise.
It's the 25th of June. So it's pretty short notice. And I haven't seen the full agenda yet, but the meeting will take place on the 25th.
Okay. Sorry, was that Bart?
Yeah. Is that meeting open for CCTLDs as well?
My understanding is that it is, and I hope it is. On the other hand, since it's a briefing for the non-experts, I mean, it's not. We're not trying to. I don't think ICANN is trying. We are not doing anything. It's ICANN organizing. I don't think they're trying to reach the typical ICANN crowd. This is really to brief parliamentarians, assistants, people working at the Commission, desk officers, heads of trade associations. And make them aware of new GTLDs and internet governance issues. So from the discussion I had with Nigel, that's the plan. So obviously CCTLDs would be very welcome, but I would be surprised if they learned something new.
Mm-hmm. So at least you set contact. So maybe it's an idea I'll contact Nigel, so some say European CCTLDs, where they're a member of the CCNSO or not, doesn't really matter, but that we informed them.
I agreed with Nigel that I will send out an invite to the centre members, and I'll circulate it to the CCNSO as well, so that everybody is aware of the meeting.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And I think we are missing Carolina and Jan, if I'm right, Gabby.
Vega just joined.
Hi there. Hi, Vika. We're just on item 3.4, We have Barak in the Adobe room who mentions the Africa DNS forum is coming up just in front of the ICANN Durban meeting, and he says that we are all welcome. Thank you very much, Barak. I know that I'm already booked to speak at that, and he has sent the link through on the Adobe chat for anyone that is interested. Okay, if there are no questions or comments, I'll move on to the staff update. Bart?
No, not really from my end this time.
Okay, Gabby?
No, except being busy with the IDN PDP votes, nothing.
Indeed, we'll go on to that. Christina, anything from you?
No, nothing, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Right, so we've trailed it enough. The progress of the IDN CCPDP vote. Gabby and I have exchanged numerous emails at all sorts of times of day with the progress. I think we are still short of some votes, I have to say, which is of some concern. Gabby, I wonder if you could give us an update now, and also particularly I've got a concern if council members, country codes, have not voted. I don't expect you to name and shame, but if there are council members, maybe you could make direct contact, or Bart or Christina could, given that you're running the vote. But over to
yes,
you.
There are a few. I know that in some cases the primary contact is of confusion, and I have already discussed with some. Now they know where the ballot is, at least. But we have received 54 votes, and we need 68, so that means we have 14 votes to go. I'm not sure we will reach the goal. It would be great if we would, but well, right now it's still 14, and that's a lot. So we just keep our fingers crossed. I've checked through the list. I think there are three councillors that haven't voted yet, and I will make sure that we contact them.
The deadline is when, Gabby?
It's tonight, 23:59 UTC. It's closing then, so all of today.
But will we be able to email the contacts who have not yet voted urgently today?
Yes, for that matter, I've already reached out to some of them. At least the ones I know and who are in, say, a reasonable time zone to make it work. As Gabby said, it will close at the evening, so it will be very difficult, especially for the people in that Asian Pacific region to vote, because it's their night.
Yeah, so they might be travelling an out of region, perhaps.
So maybe it's an idea to explain a bit what the consequences are.
Yes, please.
Okay, so if we cannot reach the 68 votes, say in principle there will be a second round of voting after we send out a notification that there will be a second round of votes. Assume we will not reach the quorum today. By the end of this week, we will send out a notice to the community that there will be a second round of voting 30 days from now, from the end of the week. So that means this voting ground will remain open for 21 days, so that means we will not have concluded the IDN PDP by Durban, as we'd hoped for. In the second round of voting, there is no quorum rule. So 66% of the votes lost. If 66% of the votes lost in the second round adopt the PDP, it is... it has passed the threshold.
Leslie, it's Byron. Can I make a comment?
Yes, please.
Given the position we're in here, and we're going to have to go to Durban anyway, is this, and I ask this out of not knowing, can we have a vote live on the floor where we would no doubt achieve quorum?
I think not, Byron, as all the CNSO members should be able to vote on this one, and not all will participate at the meeting.
I think the key thing is that the votes should be cast by the designated contact for that purpose as well. It's a long time since we had the discussions around the bylaws around this area, so my memory may be coming a bit distant now, but the ability of the designated person to vote was key. So it's not just any kind of random person saying they're representing a CC.
That's one, but also that all members should be able to vote.
Mm.
You know that the average needs to be
out. You're breaking up, Bart.
That means that, say, they, if we know that 66 members will attend on average an ICANN meeting or a CCNSO meeting, that means we rule out the others if we just go for a show of hands during the meeting. So there are two constraints here, effectively.
Well, I guess the other thing is we could have, just trying to find a solution here. I mean, we could make the WebEx platform available so people have the opportunity to vote at that time. If they choose not to, then that's their issue.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find a potential alternative solution to not getting it done.
Indeed. So I would suggest that we carry on with our efforts to make the missing votes turn up today, which would make that discussion unnecessary.
Yeah.
But if we do not reach the quorum, then we go back to the bylaws and see what might be possible for some options for Durban all around that time. As Chris has already alluded in his email to council members, I think it would be really unfortunate if we didn't hit the quorum for this particular item. I know it is of high interest to some, but also of low interest to some, but nevertheless it would be good to hit the quorum and to complete this major piece of work for us. So I think we, for the moment, need to leave it to the Secretariat to chase and hope that we can just scrape in on the quorum. If not, we will need to get our thinking caps on for what we do next. Does anyone have a comment to make or a question?
Leslie, it's Keith. I wonder, I see on the mailing lists of Centre and APTLD in the last 24 hours, the chairs of those organisations urging members to vote and so on. I think that's sort of a useful way of getting to the edges or the non-participating members of the CCNSO. But I'm just wondering whether we as councillors have a bit of an obligation to also chase people in our neighbourhood or people that we might know locally and get them to vote. And to that end, I'd ask Gabby or Christina to maybe give me a list of anyone from my specific neighbourhood who hasn't voted, and I'll see if I can personally make contact and give them a nudge to vote.
I can send you a list, if that's okay. I mean, Bart, what do you think? Is that okay?
It's okay. Or let me do it. I got the latest list anyway, Keith.
Okay. Well, thank you, Keith, for that offer. I mean, any offers of help appreciated.
I'm not sure if any other councillors would like to do likewise.
Yeah, Bart, it's Byron. Send me a list of people in and around my general time zones, and I'd be happy to reach out today.
Okay. So let's have the last-ditch effort to see if we can get that quorum. Otherwise, let's then continue the discussion as to what we do next if we don't meet that. I guess we can do that pre-Durban. Probably I would be seeking advice from the Secretariat as to some options that we can then share further with the Council members, if that would be a practical way forward.
And the first thing I'll do after the call, I'll approach the Council members and the previous Council members who haven't voted.
Thank you very much, Bart. That's much appreciated. Okay, unless there's anything more on that one, let's move on. Item 5 on our agenda is our work plan, which Bart has just circulated. I suspect people haven't had the time to read that yet, and we will be able to revisit it at our meeting in Durban, unless there's anything immediately you wanted Council input on.
It's just a regular update of, say, where we are with the different projects. So it's more for informational purposes only. Unfortunately, my computer broke down early last week, so I couldn't send you the work plan, say the yearly work plan.
Understood. Sympathies, Bart. Obviously too hard on your computers.
Yes, it's got completely infested with viruses one way or the other. So that's not good. But the one I've sent you, it captures the latest progress in the working groups, etc. So it's just for informational purposes, and we'll publish it on the PCNSL website as we always do. And if there are questions, please don't hesitate to contact me.
Okay. Anyone, any comments or questions on that one? In which case, let's move on to item 6, which is the draft principles for cross-community working groups, which came from the GNSO. And councillors will recall that on our last conference call, we asked the Secretariat to draft a response for us. And so we have a draft response. I'm seeking anyone's comments or questions on that response prior to us submitting it to the GNSO. Is that correct, Bart?
Yes, and maybe some comments on the response as well, because that was late as well. And as I recall, this is one of the items for the GNSO CCNSO Council meeting.
It is indeed. So does anyone have any questions or comments on the response as it stands? No? In which case, are we content to send that to the GNSO? Subject to the correction of some typos, Bart. I saw we had a woking group somewhere, but apart from a couple of minor typos, I'll let you have them separately.
And maybe an explanation, this is based on the analysis from over a year ago, because the draft principles are very old as well. And so at the time, the council suggested a joint working group, but the thrust of the arguments remained the same.
They do, and I seem to remember there wasn't a great deal of appetite for a working group on working group principles. So I think it sounds like we're content with the draft response as it stands. Does anyone have any objections? Anyone wish to abstain?
Nope.
In which case, Bart, we'll take that as our response to the GNSO, please. Okay, thank you for that. Moving on then to item 7, we need to appoint some volunteers to the study group that is going to look at the quorum. Bart or Katrina?
This was one of the things we can send out a call for volunteers. Gabby?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you really. Could you repeat? Sorry.
The call for volunteers for the quorum, for the study group. We didn't send it out, did we?
No.
So that slipped in the creeks.
In which case, we need to ask for some volunteers before we can appoint them, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll leave that to you to action.
Yeah.
Next up, item 8. I don't know if we've done this one. Volunteers for the ALAC CCNSO liaison group.
Leslie, as I said, we didn't send out this one, waiting for, say, when we drafted the agenda, we had hoped that, say, ALAC would have responded. They haven't. So I'll chase Olivier to see whether he still wants to set up such a group.
Okie doke.
Kindly responded on the email I've sent to him, say, explaining where we are, but except for acknowledging receipt and telling us that they had to discuss it, I have had no further response.
Okay, so we'll leave an action down to you to chase Olivier for that one before we're able to set up our side. Okay, thank you. Let's move on then to working group and other updates. The SOP working group, I know Roloff is not able to be on this call. I think if memory serves me rightly, he has sent an update to the SOP group. I'm not sure if that's been dispersed more widely. But you're very faint, unusually.
Yeah, it's I use hands-free. Okay, the SOP had a call last week with Xavier to run over the ops plan and budget, and they're now preparing submission on that one.
Thank you.
That's where they are.
Okay. Anyone who is a member of that group wish to add anything? Okay, let's move on. The Framework of Interpretation Working Group. Keith, I know you've been very busy because I lurk on your list.
Well, yes, we've had a bit of an upsurge of interest in the working group just lately with a couple of points on the topic of revocation being quite hotly debated on lists there. And on the last call, which was last Thursday. I remain an optimist that we'll get through this topic, but it seems we take two steps forward, three back, three forward, two back, and toing and froing. But I think we are set to knock this topic over. It is the last and probably the most substantial piece of the framework itself, so I can understand why people have concerns and reservations over parts of the topic, and I think we're down to probably three different opinions from three different people that are being disputed, and it may be that at the end of the day we can't achieve a unanimous opinion, in which case we'll have to go with a consensus opinion and note anyone's objections, whichever way that might pan out. But I think we're getting close enough that it's worthwhile for the system to achieve that unanimity, so still working on that. We're meeting again next week, and we'll then have one further call prior to, or one further call after that, scheduled prior to Durban, so I'm anticipating some further progress by Durban. And also I'm starting to chase the GAC in terms of our response to their response to the sixth chapter that we'd already done. So I am assuming that we will be able to meet with the GAC in Durban, and it's probably well overdue for us to reinitiate that GAC CCNSO session in ICANN. So I'm hoping that is scheduled and will happen. I just have one further thing to report on, which isn't Framework of Interpretation Working Group, but
possibly could be added to this list of working group and other updates. And that is for the meeting strategy working group, which Marguerite and I serve on for ICANN. And we probably do need a reporting back mechanism for that working group. So, Gabby or Christina or Bart, can we perhaps schedule that for future meetings? And just to report that we have we are meeting quite frequently within that working group, and there are some questions being asked of the working group about the frequency of ICANN meetings going forward and whether they're the right format and so on and so on. And Marguerite and I thought that rather than us guessing those answers to that, that we might poll the CCNSO members and have asked Gabby, Christina and Bart to start setting up a poll to ask the question of the CCTLD community of, you know, how often they want to meet, so what any changes to the format of the meetings and so on. So I think after the PDP vote has finished, our secretariat might follow up with that. So hopefully that is okay with everybody.
Sounds like a very sensible way forward, Keith. Thank you for your updates, and certainly I have made it part of my email to the GAC chair that we particularly need to meet with the GAC to discuss the Framework of Interpretation Working Group.
Good, thank you.
Okay. Can I ask if there are any questions or comments for Keith, please? No, in which case, let's move forward. I think we're missing Jan on the call. So we will need to ask her for an update, if one is relevant, on the JIG to go to the council email list. Please, Gabby, if you could action that.
Yes.
Next up, we have the Finance Working Group with somebody called Byron Holland. Byron has circulated the update to the council in advance of the call. Thank you very much for being efficient and doing that, Byron. Can I ask if there are any questions or comments for Byron on that, please? Okay, thank you. Let's move on then to the Meetings Program Working Group. I heard Vika join us on the call earlier.
We have the program that's been released, the draft program. I think you guys may have seen it. Gabby released it, I think. Was it last week, Gabby?
Yes, it was Friday last week.
Yes. I think the only issue that we're trying to sort out, I know Bart and Chris were working on getting a specific panel discussion on the future of the CCNSO, something we've spoken about in celebration of the 10 years of the CCNSO's existence. That is likely to take place on outside the usual CCNSO meetings program, and it's we are trying to get it for Monday after the opening ceremony. I think Bart will have something probably to report if there's any progress made, but the last time I checked, it looked likely that we will have that event on Monday. What it means then is that there will be some time that we'll have to fill up with one or so other presentations because of the decision that will move to Monday. But beyond that, yeah, that's pretty much it on the program working group.
Okay, thank you very much, Rika. But did you want to confirm on the timing of that panel session?
Yes, it latest I've heard, and that was today, it will take place on Monday, and we're looking into a topic, or the program working group requested to look into a topic for, again, the panel discussion, the usual panel discussion on Wednesday afternoon.
Okay, thank you very much. Any questions or comments for Vika, please? Okay, thank you. Let's move on. The study group on the use of country names, Youngham has sent her apologies for this meeting and has said that there have been no developments since last month, which leads me on to the Election Guidelines Review Study Group. Katrina.
Yes, so our group hasn't been very active lately. As you know, there's, as we already discussed today, there's voting going on, and well, this time we're working under different frameworks or the principles of voting change. So we will have to reflect these changes in our report just right after the voting closes. What we did, Gabi contacted the designer from Icon side, so, and we're currently working on this awareness raising picture, how to explain people graphically, how to help them to understand the basic principles behind primary contact and how to change it. So we're working on a graphical version of this picture for our awareness raising campaign. So that's a short update.
That sounds very helpful. Thank you, Katrina. Anyone, any questions or comments, please? Okay, moving on to the triage committee. Gabi, I see the triage committee have been active and most of the time don't suggest we do anything, which is always very good.
Yeah, well, as I say, we had three requests for input coming in lately, which is then forwarded to the council after the triage committee is thinking of it. And so far, so good. It hasn't been any hard requests, really. And also, at the moment, we're taking in any requests that we can see coming. I think that over time, we might not even consider some things that we see immediately are not of importance for us. But for now, just to get the group going, we take in every request we can see and handle them and go to the council. So far, so good.
Okay, thank you. Thank you to everyone working on that. That's very helpful. Next up, we have the ICANN Outreach Programme. Sokol sent his apologies for this call and advised that there hasn't been a great deal of progress. There is discussion about a meeting in Durban to discuss the ICANN Outreach Programme, apparently. So, item 9.10, the ICANN Academy is Hong, I see you're in Adobe.
Yes. Hi, Leslie. Over this month, the Academy Working Group completed a finalized project proposal on ICANN Academy. This is an updated version. Try to persuade ICANN to accept the new concept on Academy. I know it. To explain. Academy was an old idea proposed from a large community, but was not really accepted by ICANN. The Academy is planning to become a framework to cover all the capacity building training project in ICANN. Now is really organized from different departments of ICANN and online and offline platforms. This has become very complicated. It's difficult for a new beginner, even old-timers, to understand. So Academy is intending to organize a kind of umbrella to cover all these projects. But obviously, it needs endorsement and support from ICANN. So far, it's not been blessed by ICANN. But its finalized project proposal has been submitted. And hopefully there will be feedback from ICANN. In addition, there will be something substantial from this working group, that is the finalized proposal to organize a pilot leadership project in Buenos Aires in November this year. That's a project initiated by ICANN staff, and ICANN promised to fund this pilot project. So, this is my briefing. Back to you.
Okay, thank you very much for that update, Hong. Anyone, any questions or comments for Hong, please? Okay, on to item 9.11, the 10 Years Anniversary Celebration Committee. Peter, I know that there's been a request for sponsorship. Can you give us an update, please? Have we lost Vika?
Oh, hi, sorry.
It's
putting you on loudspeaker while I'm busy with email. We're now on the celebration committee?
We are indeed.
Yes. We have a committee. We've been meeting these last few weeks, trying to fine-tune our preparations. I think the program is clearer now in terms of what we'll expect to happen at the cocktail. We will have the usual cocktail, and it's sponsored by different CTLDs. The budget for the whole cocktail, the celebration cocktail, if I may call it so, has been rounded off to $20,000, and we've received the kind and generous sponsorship from a number of CTLDs that I won't mention now. After Chris spoke to them, Chris and I were assigned to work on fundraising, and they've come back and been willing to put in the sponsorships of $2.5 each. So all in all, it's a budget. The sponsorships that we are getting will suffice for our target budget. It's a budget that includes everything, the cocktail itself per head for 200 people at least, and then for transportation to and from the venue. And there will be. We are looking at also having a limited musical item that won't interfere with our event, seeing we normally don't take the whole night because of the music night. So the preparations are pretty much coming okay. There are some few things that need to be sorted out in terms of gifts. We had an idea that we wanted to present to CNSO members with the Beaded Flex, which the pricing was not so good when we got it, and also there was a question of shipping all those things, those gifts to those CTLDs that may not be coming to Durban. So the idea seems to be falling off, but there will be some gifts that we'll be giving out in Durban from the budget. It's Tuesday night as usual, which is the usual CNSO cocktail night. That's when we'll have the event outside Durban, a 10-minute drive from the city of Durban to a hotel called Coastlands in Durban North. That will pretty much be it. I know Katrina is also a member of that group, and Bart and the secretariat are always there for the meetings. They may add whatever I may have left out.
Okay, thank you, Vika. Anyone, anything to add to that? It sounds like good fun.
I think it was pretty accurate.
Thank you, Katrina. Anyone, any questions or comments?
Leslie, I have. Sorry, are we under any other? No, sorry. I have a question, but not right now.
Okay, we'll get to you later then, Gabby. Item 10 then, the liaison updates. We have the email update sent forwarded by Gabby earlier. Hung Shuang sent us an update yesterday and has apologised that he's not been able to join this call. We also have the usual very timely report from Ron. Thank you. Ron, I don't know if you wanted to add any comments, but otherwise we will take any questions or comments from councillors. Ron, did you wish to say anything?
Leslie, there is nothing to add. The next ALEC meeting has been postponed until 2nd of July, but after that I will report in time for our next meeting.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments for Ron then, please? No? In which case, let's move on. The dates of our next meetings are the 17th of July in Durban, the 20th of August, and the 10th of September at the same time as today. And if I could ask everyone to note those in your diaries, please, that would be much appreciated. And lastly, any other business? Gabby, it sounded like you had something to raise earlier.
Yeah, I just have a question for clarification. The call for members for the quorum study group, is this going to go only to the councillors or is this for the whole community?
It was my understanding that was the whole community. Bart, can you clarify?
Yes, that was the intention.
Okay.
It will affect and say it will affect the community as such, and we probably need volunteers from the community as well, as the council is already pulling in its weight.
Okay. Any other matters of any other business, please? No? In which case, thank you very much for all of your time and attendance and concentration. and I look forward to seeing many of you in Durban. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you very much. Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.